Greenville area for 12 years.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Have you received a service area reduction letter telling you that your plan is going out at the end of 2025? We can help. Are your prescription drug costs too high and you don't know which way to turn? We can help. Do you have a so-called agent already who you can't get in touch with? We can help. Are you just cotton picking tired of having to make the choices and fight the battles by yourself? We can help. We are independent Medicare insurance agents who sell and service the big seven companies and all of their plans. We do not have a dog in the hunt and will change you anytime that you have a right to change and a need to change. Additionally, all of our help comes at no charge to you. Give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. We are truly in this together.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Fall means football. Tailgates and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear, from cozy fall hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
All right, let me just explain something on this auction, because we just had a caller who exhibited some confusion about what I had said, and maybe with good reason. I don't know. So let me just clarify on the footballs, okay? We had two of the same football. These are regulation footballs, all right? Regulation footballs, all right? Half of the football is white, the other half is brown, but they're regulation size footballs. They are hand-signed by 26 individuals, ex-players, who are now assistant coaches, etc. All right, hand-signed footballs, both of them. And what I was saying was, we have one replica, we have one other ball signed in the same manner. All right, it's not a false ball in any ways. It's a regulation ball, and they're all hand-signed. Okay, hand-signed. We're the Clemson flagship station. Okay, they're hand-signed for Dabo Sweeney's cause. All right. They're not print signatures. They're not any of that. All right. They're all hand signed. They're hand signed in the same places. They had them do that. Okay. So the one ball looks like the other ball. I'm sure if you put them side by side, there are subtle differences in them that you would see. But that's how it was done. All right. What I'm saying is, this is the last one I have. I'm not going to have another tomorrow. There's not going to be another for your Christmas or for anyone else's holiday. This is it. The one went earlier for $5,000. I have one left. The present leader is Eric at $1,000. Again, 26 live hand-done signatures on a regulation football, on the white panels of the ball with a Clemson orange tiger paw on it. And C.J. Spiller's signature is the one front and center in the middle above the orange Tiger Paw. All right, so that should clear up any confusion that anyone has. All right, so I need a bid of $1,500 or more, a $500 upgrade on the present $1,000 bid we have from Eric. As I said, the other went for $5,000. I'd love to come close to that in the last 23 minutes. This ball is being auctioned at exactly 6:30. If Eric or anybody else is leading at exactly 6:30, they are winning this ball, and there will not be another one. Okay, I do not have another of these balls. I have a couple of coaches signed footballs that we'll get to at some point, maybe. Not today. I don't know when. But I don't have anything like this. Okay, you want the biggest names in Clemson football history, the LeVon Kirklands, the Jeff Davises, the C.J. Spillers, you know, et cetera, the Ben Bulwers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're all over this football. All right. I'm at 1,000, which just seems crazy low for this football to me. Again, the signatures alone worth more than that. If you're a Clemson fan, this is it. This is the ultimate. It's your whole history in one football. It's just absolutely incredible. We make the ultimate gift at holiday time. It just can't get better. But for your man cave, for your she shed, it's just unbelievable. I need an upgrade of $500 or more on the present bid. So let's get some competition for Eric. Eric's bid has been holding up, and I'm sort of shocked at that, especially given the other went for $5,000. So let's please get going on this. And everybody knows the reason for what we're doing, and every dollar goes to the Tigers for Tata's campaign. So, you know, obviously it's a wonderful cause. You know, Ramon, I saw something the other day. Yesterday in Anderson, some woman was arrested. I'm not going to get into the details. I'm not giving her name, but it's there. You can find that story. She was arrested for a fundraising thing where she allegedly was taking money. You know,
acting like she was raising funds.
Yeah, there's none of that. There's none of that here. There's none of that. There's none of that here. So get on in. You know where every dollar goes here. You have heard all these stories. It's just incredible. So let's get going again. Text line, phone lines. I need somebody to upgrade that bid at least $1,500, and I would love somebody to make a power bid and come in and make this an incredibly special day for the campaign and for life saving. So let's come strong and let's somebody get in and do just that. All right, let me get back to some business. Let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Hey, listen, no one does it like Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group, they're the absolute best. Now's the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and the team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Plus, Lake Kiwi's blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Clemson and Seneca. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. That's how it works. All right, you can get in if you want, 654-7627. The lines have been completely jammed for weeks, but you can get in right now if you'd like. I was thinking about the college football playoff and what teams might survive. Obviously, a complete mulligan on what we did preseason. I don't even know what I said preseason other than Penn State and Clemson. But I do know a few things. There were a few things that I think I had right in there. I had Texas A&M. I had Texas Tech. I thought it would be the best Texas A&M team. I know I ranked both those teams in the top 15. I don't know exactly where I put them, but the Texas Tech and Texas A&M thing, I think we've had right, and that's despite the injuries that Texas Tech has incurred at quarterback. So, you know, I was thinking about this today and thinking about the college football playoff and how it might shape up and what teams could get in it. And I was also looking at plus minuses within the leagues, because I think that plus minuses tell a bit of a story as well. And in terms of who's really good and who's really not. I think it's always true in Major League Baseball. I think it's true in college football, too, in terms of, you know, which teams are really dominant. Like, for example, it might surprise you to know that the team in the ACC with the best plus minus is Pittsburgh. Does that surprise you? I would think it would. You know, and so does that mean they're the best? I don't know. They're playing well.
Excuse me.
And by the way, Pittsburgh was a team that prior to the season, I gave you Pittsburgh as a dark horse team long ago. I don't feel like I got that right because Eli Holstein was the quarterback I thought would be playing, and he hasn't been playing. Go ahead.
I have a bid of $1,500 from Charles.
Charles is in at $1,500. Thank you, Charles. Thank you. It's what we're talking about, Charles. Thank you so much. Very generous. Let's keep that going. Eric, I guess it falls back to you. I need a bid of $2,000 or more now on that football. And again, it's the only one. There isn't another. We will not have another anything like it in the campaign. So Charles is in at $1,500. Thank you, Charles. I was thinking about the teams, the leagues, what we have left, and how it might shape up, because we have some wild, absolutely wild league battles. And I know I have that here in my notes and I don't see it. So I'm just gonna go to it. Let me do this differently. League football standings, college football. Come on. Okay, let's go. All right. Just looking around the world of college football, right? In the AAC, all right, in the American, because some of these finishes are going to be wild. We're looking for a G5 team, all right? And the G5 team could well come out of the AAC. I think it should come out of the AAC, to be honest. Navy is still in B. Navy has by far the longest win streak. They've won all games, and their win streak is 7. The next longest win streak, believe it or not, in the AAC is 3. And beyond that, it's 2. There's only one with 3. And shockingly enough, that's Tulane. You look at the AAC standings right now. Here are your standings. Navy's in first place at 5-0. Tulane is 3-0. Tulane is actually in second place. They're 6-1 overall. So they're still in the mix. Memphis, 3-1 with the win over South Florida. Again, South Florida was missing a boatload of players, including their top receiver. And they surrendered a 2-touchdown lead there. South Florida, 3-1, 6-2 overall. North Texas, 3-1, 7-1 overall. And Temple, 3-1. Temple, 3-1, and 5-3 overall. And East Carolina, 2-1. So you have, in that conference, and just looking at some of these conference battles, all right, in that conference, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams with one loss or fewer in league. You want to talk about a mess of a league? 7 teams with one loss or fewer. All right, now the ACC. All right, and I need to find the other one I had because this doesn't have plus minus on it. But the ACC, we have Georgia Tech at 5-0. We have Virginia at 4-0. You want to know what type of year it is? Could anybody have guessed that? Look, I think we knew Georgia Tech would be decent. And that they had a favorable schedule. I think, you know, we talked about Virginia being improved, but not improved like this. Pittsburgh, I thought, would be the surprise team in the league this year. I was right about that, but I was wrong about the reason, so I can't show the math because Eli Holstein wasn't the quarterback. Although the rest of the team is still the Pitt team that I thought would be very good. I thought they might have the best score linebackers in the country, et cetera. So I think there was some, we got some of that right. How much of it, I don't know. But they're 4-1, and again, they actually have the best plus-minus in the league. And Georgia Tech still has to play them. In fact, Ramona, let me see, because I don't know if I have that. Do me a favor, pull up. No, I have it. I do have it. Georgia Tech's remaining schedule, the Fighting Haynes Kings, they have at NC State, at Boston College, so 2 road games. I don't think NC State's going to be easy. Then games against Pitt and Georgia to close out the year. That's tough. That's not easy. That's not going to be easy for Georgia Tech. But again, look at some of these conference battles in terms of who gets to the conference championship game. Look, I'm not even sure it benefits you to get to the conference championship game. I think if you're the third place team in some of these leagues, you're better off just sitting there and not playing, letting somebody else go kill themselves. Why go risk further injury when you can get in automatically? It's definitely true in leagues like the SEC and the Big Ten. It might be true elsewhere. It just depends how many of these teams are getting in and their rankings. But you look at the ACC right now, you have Georgia Tech at 5-0. This is what a mess it is. Virginia's at 4-0. Pittsburgh's at 4-1. Louisville is at 3-1. SMU is at 3-1. They have to be kicking themselves over losing that Wake Forest game that even with an injured Jennings, they shouldn't have lost. 3-1 Duke, so they're still in the mix. Miami, who's the favorite, is 2-1. Miami's only played 3 league games. They're 2-1. They can't afford another league loss. I mean, Miami's a team that might find a different way to the playoff than necessarily playing in the championship game. So if Miami didn't get to the ACC championship game, they could still very well get to the college football playoff and not risk the injury of a championship game. So that's possible. But that's like the AAC. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams with one loss or fewer. That's a mess. You know, and of course, that's the mix everybody thought that Clemson would be in. And then beyond that, you know, you've got 1, 2, 3. You've got 3 2-loss teams. Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, and Cal are 2-loss teams in league. But 7 teams with one loss or fewer in the ACC. So that's going to be a battle in terms of who gets the championship game. And you know, and really what the best-case scenario is for the ACC. In some ways, the best-case scenario might be Miami not making the championship game and still getting into the playoff, which is conceivable. We have so much football left to be played, and there's no way to know. I mean, we can sit here and guess at this outcome all we want, but there are just too many teams lumped together, and just one single game can change the whole pecking order. I mean, you know, Georgia Tech plays at NC State this weekend. What if they lose that game? You know, and then beyond that, you're going to have a Georgia Tech-Pittsburgh game coming up. You know, those two teams have one loss between them. And there's Virginia sitting unbeaten in league. So, you know, that's sort of a mess. But the surprising element there is that the team with the biggest margin of victory, plus points scored versus points allowed, is Pittsburgh, which I think probably would surprise people. The Big 12. Well, we'll get to the Big 12 on the other side because it's more of the same. We have some leagues that are highly competitive in terms of the standings right now. The Big 12 is certainly one of those leagues. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
If you run a business, you need video. video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better. And you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
A fan favorite for almost 4 decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tigers for Tatas. Text T4T to 53555 for an easy way to donate. With your help, you can make a difference.
All right, action on the one football. Eric, back to the lead, Charles. It's at $2,000 now. It's back to you, Charles, or anybody else. Any late entries? Any horse going to come from behind here and take this race? It's down the stretch they come. We're at 26:40 on time. Exactly 30, it closes. So Eric is in the lead with a bid of $2,000. I need a bid of $2,500 or more now. Charles and anybody else who wants in, it's 3 minutes away from being Eric. So, Charles, if you want back or anybody else wants in, 3 minutes from closing out. Again, I only have this one. I only have this one, okay? There's not another of these footballs. This is all the biggest football-playing names in Clemson football lore and history, hand-signed on a regulation football. It's all there. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Somebody come strong. Eric with the lead. Eric's been trying to get this football all day. Eric has the lead at $2,000. He's 2.5 minutes from taking it home. So let's go. Is somebody going to challenge Eric? We'll find out. We'll find out. It's coming down the stretch. It's coming down the stretch. The first ball went for $5,000 today. It's been a great day for Tigers for Tatas. A lot of life saved. A lot of tests today as well. Ramona's back on the phone. Joe, you hang in there a minute. I'll get to you in a minute. I want to give people an opportunity.
Okay, Charles bid $2,500.
Charles is back at $2,500. Hey, Ramona, we have a mano a mano duel here. Mono a mono duel in the duel in the South Carolina upstate for the last remaining football. Again, we don't have another of these. This is it. The bid is now Charles at $2,500, and that's terrific, and we really appreciate it. And just another banner day for Tigers for Tatas and for saving lives. We have 1 minute and 26 seconds left, and Charles is in the lead with a bid of $2,500. So if you want to top that, you have just over a minute left to be able to do so, or Charles will claim that one other football. Again, I will not have another with these all these players' names on it, all these players' hand signatures. This is it. For this season, and I'm not sure we'll see some of these names again. So it's a one of a kind football. Well, it's a two of a kind, but the other one of a kind went earlier. So now it's back to a one of a kind, and you have 45 seconds if you want to take it away from Charles. 40 seconds. Joe, you just hang in there. Do we have anything on the text line, Ramona? Check the text line. Let's see. I don't see it. I don't see an upgrade. Charles is the leader. We're running out of time. Anybody, quick. You got to come quick. One of a kind. All right. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Charles, you have won. Congratulations, Charles. Thank you very much. Let me get to Joe. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going? Well, I was hoping somebody was going to slide in there, you know, give you like a big, big bid.
Yeah.
What's the biggest item you guys ever auctioned off? I'm just curious. Like,
it was the Clemson experience for the spring game. And we're going to have that again this year. I should tell people that's coming. The first one of those I auctioned went for $10,000.
That's awesome. You know, I was going to, Ramona says, you know, you're a secret Clemson fan. I said, no. I was sick on Monday and I couldn't go to work and I was out of it. I told my wife, I said, if I die, I don't want my kids to become Clemson fans. She's like, they'll become Clemson graduates. You can't die on me. And I was like, oh boy, you know, I got to pull through here. I don't know if you saw it, Walt, but you know, there's three monkeys that's infected.
Oh, now did I see it? I talked about it yesterday and on the show. I don't know those specifics. I'm going to let you tell it, but I actually have a little inside info on it. Go ahead.
Well, I want to hear the inside first. Well, I mean, I was just going to say, with our luck, it's probably going to jump on the team bus and, like, infect the whole team.
You know. I mean, this stuff is an atrocity, and I've been told that this is actually a Department of Defense initiative. And
oh boy.
And we know this crap is going on. There are over 20 of these places in the United States, and they're messing around with things they shouldn't be messing around with, because and they're doing it for bio reasons. And you know, this gain of function stuff, which is this masking of what's really going on, which is they are messing with far more virulent strains of these things like COVID, and in so doing, they are putting all of us at risk because they represent the real and present danger. So I don't go for any of that. I think it's all nonsense. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like that worked out real well on the other side of the Pacific. With our luck, it's probably just going to jump on the team bus, open the doors. And
by the way, you know, if you're going to transport those things, if you're going to transport these monkeys, wouldn't you think that given the nature of the fact that you give shoot on command to them, that shows how just deadly dangerous they are and whatever you've injected them with, wouldn't you think that you would transport them in some sort of truck that's absolutely freaking impossible for them to get out of? You know what I mean?
I thought that too.
Like a cage within a cage.
Right. You're spending all this freaking money on all these things. I mean, you would think that this truck would be a different truck. It wouldn't just be the same truck that transports to the grocery store.
You could put like three cages. Put them in the main cage and then, you know, triple it up. But, you know, Walt, as far
look
as
at Joe with the practical solution to the problem. He's right. Double and triple up on the cages.
Yeah. Now the government can just write me a check for $18 million.
That's right.
I get it. I'll take that. You know, Walt, I guess we're just going to be stuck with Beamer. You know, he's going to switch out some OC off the golf course, and then next year it'll be like, oh, we need to simple down the offense. Let me simple it down.
Without the Sellers fumble, you would have beaten Alabama.
Could have, would have, should have. Yeah. You know, 5-7, 4-8. You know, awesome. We went from 10 to 5-7, and then we're gonna get blown out by Lane Kiffin, who's barely like he could blow us out with half of his brain.
That's probably true. That's not a very good matchup for you. It hasn't been.
I mean, I will say Clayton White. He's the only coach worth anything on our staff. He's a good coach.
He is a good coach.
Statistically, it's not been bad. But James Franklin to Virginia Tech, what do you think about that? It's really probably going to happen.
It's funny because somebody just sent me that exact same thing. I'm looking at that right now. PSU, Penn State Recruiting, says James Franklin is currently negotiating a contract with Virginia Tech. It's almost a done deal.
I think it's a slam dunk.
I do too. I think it would be an absolute coup for Virginia Tech. I mean, and I think he'll turn Virginia Tech right back into a big time winner again. I don't think there's any question. Again, you don't have to like the guy, but you have to respect what he's done. And there's no doubt he'll win. He'll win. And there's not been any winning since Frank Beamer.
And I kind of think now is the time. Like, the ACC is getting better. The playoffs is expanding. And at Blacksburg, they're starving for a win. They're starving.
Yeah, no question.
And I really like Virginia, you know, what they're doing too. But I think if Blacksburg actually had a coach, they could put a ring around that state as far as recruiting, which wouldn't be helpful for other people. It might take a few years to do it, but I think they'll win again. But one thing I was just going to ask you, Walt, before I go, about, can I turn to basketball for a second?
Yeah.
Eli Ellis, I think he's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think he's like a lightning in a bottle offensively. Paired with Misi Johnson, I think that's going to be a good, you know, little combo for us. I don't think we're going to the tournament, but I think we could win maybe 19 games, 18, be respectable. What do you think? Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Yeah, I think Carolina has a little bit of a bounce back here in basketball. I would agree with that. Yep, I would agree with that assessment. By the way, I want to talk a lot more about basketball. We're going to do that sometime coming up very soon, next few days. Probably when, you know, maybe it will be when we exit the auction at the end of this week. So maybe that's when it'll be. But well done again on the auction today. We raised $7,500 courtesy of you wonderful people, and well done on those two items. And we'll have more auction items coming up, some really incredible items as well. So James Franklin to Virginia Tech, I think makes all sort of sense. You know, could Franklin have sat around and got one of those bigger jobs? I don't know, maybe. Again, this hasn't happened yet. There's no one reporting this as concrete as yet, to my knowledge. But I think it makes sense on a lot of different levels. So maybe James Franklin to Virginia Tech. All right, I want to get back into some of this this college football conversation. Before I do that, though, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties are back. And Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing Underdog is so easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, assists, steals, so much more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Man, I live on Underdog. I make plays every day. I really love the NBA on Underdog. I think you can get some edge there. And keep in mind, you know, you've got all these profit boosts still this month. We're still in Boostober, and there are still these tremendous profit boosts. So, you know, there's never been a better time. There's never been a better time to join, as I'll tell you in a second. But just a couple of things like I look for on Underdog. One, I love live in-game. Now, live in-game might not be for everybody, but I love it. I love it for an assortment of reasons. One, look, if I pick Joe Schmo to go higher than 25 points, and at halftime, Joe Schmo's team is either leading 70-40 or trailing 70-40, I'm going to lose because Joe Schmo's not going to be in the game long enough for me to convert. But live in-game, when I look at that situation, you know, I can pick out the players based on the way the game is going. You know, so in other words, if the game is close, it's probably going to stay close. So I'm not in danger of losing anybody. Plus, I know whether this guy's hot or this guy's not on this particular night. It gives you some advantage in my mind. And since you're steering, you can hit quick numbers. Like sometimes things will pop up, like, you know, and I've used the Steph Curry example, and I like guard rebounding numbers. But like you might... Curry's number for rebounding might be 4, and it might be in the middle of the second quarter, and you see where he grabs his third rebound. Well, the number doesn't adjust immediately, and you can get that. You can still get that 4 if you're quick enough. So there are things that I just love about live in-game. But man, I just love the NBA in general. I play it. Just to be clear, I play it before game, and I play live in-game. It's not one or the other. It's both for me. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $100 in bonus funds and bonus entries. When you play your first $5, you can get $100 in bonus funds when you use code ROADRAGE. Do it. All capital letters, one word. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. Quick break. We'll be back.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Tiger fans, it's football time. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's ELKMONT tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Transmission problems. Amco Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. Amco of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the three-year 100,000-mile warranty from Amco of Greenville today.
There are few better duos out there than college football and chicken. Quok here, and I'm happy to report that Wendy's has officially launched their highly anticipated chicken tender. They're larger, better, and more premium than anything you'll find in the market. Along with new tenders, try six new and improved dipping sauces, including Wendy's signature sauce, sweet chili, scorching hot, and my personal favorite, honey mustard. New chicken tenders from Wendy's. So when you think Wendy's, think tendies. Try them today at your local Wendy's of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens Counties.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most five-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Die! Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dip to Red Rage, we are back. Thanks to all of you people. Once again, you have killed it. And once again, we have raised $7,500 during this show for Tigers for Tatas on just two auction items. And there's one major, major item still to come. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. And we'll have auction items tomorrow and Friday. Is that right? Is today Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday. Yeah.
So it'll be then. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Bengal John will come right to you. Moretti's. Ramona, now I'm craving the Moretti's big time, especially because we're almost done here. Look, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, don't worry. You don't have to drive 12 hours to Western New York. No, it's right here. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden, they're the best. Their pizza is unbelievable. It's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection. They're a real stone oven. I've had the pizza. It's just absolutely incredible. I had a Greek pizza. Ramona had a different kind. We switched to some slices. It's all incredible. The buffalo wings, I mean, they're actual buffalo wings. Not like wannabe buffalo wings. They're actual Buffalo, New York, Buffalo, where they came from, wings. And there's nothing like them. Dre called the other day and said, man, well, you weren't lying. They're the best wings I've ever had. Look, ever hear of Beef on Weck? Probably not unless you listen to the show or you've been to Buffalo. It's a roast beef sandwich. They pile it high on a Cumberweck bun, which is a sea salt caraway bun. They cook it 8 hours. They pile it high. They serve it with a horseradish sauce and an au juice for dipping. Oh, my God. It's just unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, so much more. And yes, a full bar and family-friendly atmosphere. Again, the restaurant and the bar divided. Sports fans, they've got you covered. One wall is nothing but big screen TVs. Every Clemson play, every NFL play, and your team. They'll put your team on any monitor you need. Check out the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, constructed from the original Little John Coliseum floor. It's amazing. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. It's just incredible. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Their food is to die for. Bengal John. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
Thank you, Walt, for taking my call way late. I'll try to make it quick.
No, you're fine, John. You're fine.
You know, everybody's hooping and hollering in Baton Rouge. I've got 3 points to make. You've probably talked about it at nauseam. I didn't like Brian Kelly either, but you can't dispute what the man's been able to do, although he's very old school. And I think in this era of rev share and NIL, you've got to be more of a player's coach. I don't know who we go to get that, but the bottom line is that you're paying Brian Kelly $837,000 a month, unless he takes a job as a TV analyst or he takes another coaching job. That's what you're on the hook for. There's $338,000 in the athletic fund. That's got to be distributed across basketball, football, baseball, as you well know, and every other sport at LSU. Yes, it's a prideful school, but now it becomes, who do you go after? Frank Wilson is the interim coach. Maybe they decide to play lights out against Alabama. I'm not sure that's going to happen. But the fact of the matter is, Walt, you have now created almost a bigger mess by backing yourself in a corner.
John, I mean, hold on a second. Slow in a second. Let's take these things one at a time. We had a conversation like 2 weeks ago in which we both agreed he was done, right? I mean, I agree.
And right. I'm not disputing that. My point is, Walt, is this.
And, you know, you mentioned his accomplishments, but what have those accomplishments been at LSU?
LSU's nothing. I mean, right. Truly nothing, but he's the second winningest coach currently as a head coach. Okay. What's really, really strange is his successor at Notre Dame, played for a national championship last year, which he couldn't do. I wasn't in favor of that.
Well, no, wait a minute. Brian Kelly did play for a national championship. At least he was there. You know, when he was coaching Notre Dame, he played Alabama, and they lost like 40-0. That's happened. But Freeman made Notre Dame competitive at the highest level, and Brian Kelly had not done that. What I find really alarming, right, John, is in the immediate wake of this. You know, James Franklin, people say all these things about James Franklin, but when James Franklin got fired, Penn State players who had played for him came out of the woodwork to support him. They said good things about him.
Absolutely.
Like Saquon sung his praises. When Brian Kelly got fired, the exact opposite has happened. He has had a boatload of players who have semi-viciously attacked him and his character and everything else in the wake of his dismissal. So, I mean, I think in a way, John, that tells you what you need to know. I think he had to go.
Exactly. I'm not disputing that, Walt. And I was on the same page with you 2 weeks ago.
Right.
As I said, there was a very big donor whom I know personally that was ready for him to leave, and they were going to do it at all costs. And that particular donor said after the game privately that he was willing to contribute $10 million towards this buyout. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but let me finish my point.
You
now have a situation where you're paying $838,000 a month, and you've got to go find another coach. And let me assure all of the fans around here that do support LSU, that's not going to be Lane Kiffin. Ole Miss is prepared to do whatever in the heck they need to do to retain Lane Kiffin. And furthermore, even though he makes tremendous mistakes and he does some crazy stuff, he's still been able to win, and he's established a winning culture at Ole Miss. He's not wanting to leave that.
See, I agree with that. I think if you were asked me to sort of rank the Lane Kiffin likely endgame scenarios, one for me would be he ups his own salary and stays right where he is. Two is
absolutely
he takes the Florida job. Three is he takes the LSU job. I don't know why I feel that way, but that's how I would rank them. But I think dude is a little bit of an outlier himself. And so I think
he
belongs at Ole Miss. I think that's his fit in life. And he's got the whole world. He's friggin' king of Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, everybody buys into him, Walt. Right. I mean, they're all on his bandwagon for sure.
And you know what? You don't get fired like you do at Penn State or LSU or Florida for mediocrity.
Because the expectations weren't that high.
Right. So, I mean, he's like king of Ole Miss now, and I think that's where he fits best. Plus, if he went to any of those other places where there are more eyes consistently on him, he'd actually have to explain some of these in-game coaching decisions he makes that are just mind-boggling.
Right, and why he hasn't bought a house and all that litigation, too. Yeah. But be that as it may, here's my suggestion for LSU. It's going to blow your mind, but I think if you evaluate it, you'll love it. I'd love to see Brett Bielema come to LSU. He had success at Arkansas. I think he's a great coach. I think he's been able to do great things at Illinois with a limited amount of players out there. And I mean, when I say players, I'm talking about big-name players. I think Brett Bielema comes back to the SEC. I think he would have tremendous success at LSU, and I don't think he would demand the type of salary that you're going to have to – try to put forth to get one of these huge name coaches.
I think Brett Bielema is
a perfect fit.
Well, look, I like Bielema, and I think he can recruit, and I put him on my Penn State list. I mean, I think I think Bielema can really coach, and I think he's proven he can coach in multiple leagues. And I have no, I mean, look, man, if you can win 10 games a year at Illinois, like he's doing right now, then you can certainly coach at LSU or Penn State.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But now the question I would have, John, is Bielema a name that you're hearing in your LSU circles?
Absolutely.
It is. How about that? What other names are you hearing?
Lashley, which I don't agree with. I don't want any part of that.
Why?
Because I just don't think he's been on the big stage enough, Walt. I don't think, I mean, to me, I don't think there's a track record there, okay? Yeah. I just don't.
I like him personally. I think he can recruit. I think he understands athletics. I think he understands explosiveness. And I also think he coaches with sort of a hard line. And so I could see him. I mean, I think, look,
the one
again,
that confuses the hell out of me.
He was on my Penn State list as well.
Well, okay, and obviously James Franklin's in the conversation, but the one that confuses me the most is Dan Mullen. What the hell does Dan Mullen have to do with? Yeah, I mean that would be a train wreck.
Yeah, Dan Mullen's a friggin' idiot, and he's just to me, I just.
But you can get him cheap.
Yeah,
and see, I don't think cheap solves the problem.
Yeah, I thought his time at Florida was an absolute embarrassment. Not only did he not recruit, but he made just ridiculous excuses for everything. It was constant. It was never ending. I just think he's an embarrassment. And I there are other things about Mullen at his previous destinations, like Mississippi State, and the things he did and said and supported, that I just find reprehensible. So I don't think he has a human value either. I would be completely out on that. But nothing surprises me in this world anymore, John.
Exactly. Well, thank you for taking my call, Walt.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you later on in the week, okay?
Yeah,
I have your number. Thanks,
absolutely.
Bye.
Thank you, John. Yeah, I don't think that Dan Mullen would shock me, but like I said, nothing. Jimbo Fisher would not shock me, okay? He's got an LSU history. There's nothing about Jimbo. If Jimbo Fisher winds up anywhere, you know, I've heard his name refloated at Florida State. That's a non-starter to me. I mean, two things that actually have been discussed. There's just no way. Dan Mullen is not going back to Florida, and Jimbo Fisher is not going back to Florida State. I mean, Jimbo Fisher left Florida State as a train wreck. I mean, he's the guy who actually destroyed the friggin' program. I mean, he went from having an elite team to having the worst offensive line I've seen in major college football in 20 years. I mean, that's what Jimbo Fisher did. That's how he left Florida State. And then he ran like a thief in the middle of the night to take the bag at A&M. I don't get the Jimbo Fisher at Florida State stuff, and nor do I get the Dan Mullen at Florida stuff. I mean, look, these are big jobs, all right? Treat them that way. I mean, these schools, and I don't know why these schools don't think of this beforehand. Like even the Penn State situation. Again, the first name that came up is Matt Rhule. You cannot fire friggin' James Franklin to hire stinko Matt Rhule. That's a non-starter. I mean, if you're firing a 13-win coach, a guy who's averaging 11.33 wins the last 4 years at Penn State, it can't be for friggin' Matt Rhule, especially when you say, well, the reason we're firing him is because he can't beat ranked teams. He can't beat top 10 teams. Matt Rhule's never beaten a ranked team in his life. Man, I just think there are a lot of idiots running these organizations. I don't think there's any way around it. Stay tuned. Overtime with Ashby will be coming your way in mere seconds. We have a lot of college football to get to tomorrow. We'll do that.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Folks, you know by now that I love spending a fun weekend of sports playing underdog. I think it's the best way to fully enjoy what I'm watching, whether it's college football, the NFL. Heck, if it's Major League Baseball playoffs, if it's college or pro basketball, whatever the case may be, underdog is the best way to enjoy it. It's so easy to play. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing or passing yards, touchdowns, receptions, etc. And then if you do a good job, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, which is just unbelievable. It's easy to sign up too. You download the app, sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money.
Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Catering.